Hi, yes. Is the next appointment here? Yes, I am ready. You can send him in. Thank you. Hi, yes, you can come in. I am Dr. Michaels, and it's nice to meet you. No, please sit down and make yourself comfortable. So, before we start, I would just like to go through what is expected of you today, if that is all right. Yes. So, a few weeks ago, you did a survey here at the offices to do a paid study. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of evasive questions, probably, but only a handful of people were chosen to partake in the study, so only a handful of people were chosen to go further in the study. You were one of them. We chose a few females and a few men, obviously from any sexual orientation. So according to the questions that you answered, you have been chosen as one of the participants. Yes. So the idea is that we are doing a survey for any sexual stimulation, to see how your body responds, to see what is pleasurable for you, what is not pleasurable for you. We just want to see how people's bodies react to certain stimulants, to certain reactions, things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, no, there is a secret benefactor that hired me and my team to do the survey. Yes, I am doing the survey with you alone, and then my colleague, Dr. Rogers, he has a few female patients that he is doing. Mm-hmm. Yes, with the male participants, we try to have more female doctors, so I will only be participating with you. Yes. Who's going to do the stimulants on you? Okay. So the nurse in front didn't explain everything to you? No, it's fine. She probably wanted me to explain it myself. So I will be the one that's conducting the survey, the study on you. Yes, I will be the one doing the stimulation. So today, the study is mostly going to be about hand stimulation. Yes, that means a hand job. No, it's completely fine. Survey is supposed to be as comfortable for you as possible, so if you would prefer me to talk more naturally instead of any serious medical terms or anything like that, then I can do that. Because obviously it needs to be stimulation for you. If you feel uncomfortable, then that's not going to work. Yes. Obviously, if I am not your type, or if my stimulation isn't working, then there will be another doctor to help you. I should do just fine. Well, that is very, very good. Because I am attractive. Why, thank you. Yes, I am a doctor, but I blush very easily. So, thank you for that. No, you definitely are very handsome and very charming too. So that is very good. Okay, so yes, I will be the one conducting the survey. I will be the one doing the stimulation. Mm-hmm. No, I will only be doing it on you. Yes, so today is just going to be the hand stimulation, and then the whole survey will probably take a couple of weeks. Or maybe more than a month. It depends on how many sessions we have. Mm-hmm. Well, I would prefer not saying what the next studies are going to be. That is, we're trying to keep this session as uniquely rounded onto this session as we can. Yes. So, okay. Before we start, I just need to get a few more informations down from you. Okay. So, did the nurse in front tell you that there's going to be a survey at the end? Questions about what we did on this in the session. And just how you felt about it overall. Things like that. Okay, well, good. Then I told you. That's fine. Okay, so your name. Okay. Date of birth. Okay. Is there any medical situations that we need to know about? Like what? Like high blood pressure, low blood pressure, any heart problems, kidney problems, anything that we should know about? Well, so with the study, before we're going to start, I'm going to take a cotton swab and then swab the inside of your mouth. I will do this before each session and after each session, so we can monitor any changes that happens during the stimulation. Mm-hmm. So when you did the survey the first day, when we asked all the questions and all of those things, they did blood tests. Yes. So that is basically to have a controlled sample. And now after the session, they will do another blood test just to see as well if there's any changes. Mm-hmm. Nothing too bad. It's basically like a little prick on your finger. That's all the blood we need. Yes, it's not going to be any needles or anything like that. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I need to know your medical history so that we can keep that in mind with the samples as well. Okay. Okay, and the type of work that you do. Is it very stressful? Is it or something? Okay. And the sessions would, like today's session at this time and this day of the week, would that suit you? Would it be good if we should keep it on this time, or is there a better time for you? Okay, that should be fine. Okay, is there any other questions that you have for me? Okay, that's good. If there is anything that happens that you're uncomfortable with, or anything that you feel you need to ask me while we're busy or anything like that, you can feel comfortable to ask anything. Like I said, this is basically supposed to be going on at your pace. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, we need you to be as relaxed as possible for the survey to work. Okay, so the people we chose are people generally with higher sex drives. We do have a couple that don't, just so that we can monitor the differences. Yes, that's why we also ask things that you are comfortable with, things that you aren't comfortable with. And you, I think, in general, you were pretty open, pretty open in trying anything. And it seemed kind of that you were excited to try a lot of things too. Yes, yes. No, that's completely fine. I am also pretty curious when it comes to certain things. Yes, okay. So now I just need to swab the inside of your mouth. Can you open for me? Thank you. Uh-huh, just like that. Okay. Okay. There we have that. Okay, so through that door, there's a bathroom. And in the bathroom, there's going to be a gown. If you would like, you can go in there and change and put on the gown if you'd like, or or you can completely take off everything. That's completely fine if you are comfortable with that. You're more than welcome. Okay, so as you can see, this room isn't at all hospital-like. because a lot of people probably do not enjoy any sexual stimulation in the hospital. So to keep everything as relaxing as possible, we tried to make it look as room-like. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice bed, a nice comfortable bed, I must add. It's really, really nice. And a television, there's couches. There's even a fridge if you would like something to drink, or there's something, there's things to eat as well. Mm-hmm. Yes. That cupboard is generally where we keep all the toys, the sexual, yes, the for stimulation as well, like the vibrators and things like that. We won't be using them in this session. Like I said, we want to start gradually going up. So today is just going to be hand stimulation. Okay. So if you would like to get comfortable, then we can start.
Yes, you can undress. That's completely fine.
Okay. Very comfortable. I am just going to sit down on the bed here, right in front of you.
Okay.
Are you relaxed? Good. So, yes, I'm just rubbing your thighs. Another reason why I am chosen to be the doctor for this survey is because I really enjoy stimulation myself. I also have a very, very high sex drive, and seeing someone in pleasure, it's definitely pleasure for me too. So, the idea is that I will most likely get very excited while doing the study with you, and hopefully that will help make it feel more natural and more normal, and make the stimulation even more enjoyable. So I'm going to start just letting your skin get used to my hands. No, I'm not going to wear any gloves, because it's supposed to feel as natural as possible and as enjoyable as possible. It looks like you are already getting pretty excited. Yes, that means you are hard. You're getting hard and throbbing. Okay. Now, I'm going to get some lubrication. Okay. And then I'm going to softly grip your cock, yes, in my hand, like this. And slowly at first, I'll just stroke you. Yes, it feels very good in my hands. I can feel it throbbing. It seems like you were leaking too, so maybe I didn't need the lubrication, but as a doctor, I will always try and be safe. Does that feel good? Okay. I'm going to start going faster. And with my other hand, I'm softly going to start massaging your balls in my head. That's abuse. Yes, feel free to moan as much as you'd like. The more you moan, the more I know that I'm making you feel pleasure.
Just like that. Just like that, baby. Uh-huh. Moan for me. You like it when I squeeze it harder. I just tease the tip in your balls. Mm-hmm. Look, it looks so good. Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like you're getting close, baby. Yes, I want you to come for me. Please. Where do you want to come? No, you can't come in my mouth just yet. You want to come over my face? All over my hands and make it sticky. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Just like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Come on. There we go. Wow. That was quite a lot of cum. My hands are covered. No, it's okay. Like I said, they chose me because I very much enjoy things like this. Okay. Let me just get my hands cleaned up. Okay, so just one more swab of your cheek. Yes, open your mouth for me, please. Okay, that should be good. Thank you so much for participating in today's session. I hope you enjoyed it. No, you don't need to get up just yet. I just have to go given my test samples and put down some paperwork. But you are more than welcome to stay as long as you'd need. You can stay in bed, watch movies. You can go have a shower. Anything like that. Just stay comfortable. Yes. And then I will see you in the next session. Okay. Bye.